On today's episode, we have some news about the status of one of our favorite attractions at Magic Kingdom and how the new CDC mask guidance could affect Disney World. Then later, we bring back our Capture the Basics segment, and today's topic is about Disney World park reservations. This is episode 347 of the Capture the Magic podcast. Well, everybody, and welcome to the show. My name is Jared Lee, and I'm joined, as usual, by my lovely wife, Jamie Lee. So, Jamie, how are you doing?
I am doing pretty good. How are you?
I am as well. I don't know how I was going to say that. I am doing well as well.
You're doing well as well?
Yeah.
That's great. I'm so happy.
Yes. So, we're actually recording this on, we're live in Club 32 on Tuesday evening. Normally we do Wednesday evening because the episode comes out on Thursday, but we are traveling back to Missouri, leaving early Thursday morning. So we figured we would do the recording now instead of perhaps, like most times when you're traveling, especially with small kids and places, like not to push it too much with too much stuff to do the night before. So,
well, I still have to pack out all the kids' stuff,
right?
And editing and recording. I mean, like, I'm up until midnight doing that. So,
yeah,
it's better this way.
Yeah. So, we're a little older. So, I'm sure there'll be some news that gets released between now and Thursday that we won't have. But if we miss it this week, we'll just get it next week.
Mm-hmm.
Or we'll just be like, that didn't make the cutting floor. No news there.
Sorry. Yeah.
But yeah, so no, we're just going back to Missouri for the weekend, see some family. I'm playing golf apparently on Saturday. It's going to go one of two ways. So I haven't played golf like 2 years. So it either go the first time I play and I haven't played in a long time, either goes horribly bad, like to the point where I just quit playing and just sit in the golf cart and hang out, or I play pretty decently well. And then I'm like, oh, I've got golf kind of figured out. And then the next time I play, it is awful. Worse than ever before. So
it's awful either way eventually.
Well, the first time. See, I'm not really wanting to play golf anymore, so I'm kind of hoping for just, I don't know, a mediocre fun time. That's my goal.
This is like a weird thing. Like, it's going to be bad either way. I just want to have fun a little bit.
I didn't want to play. Like, golf is one of those things I don't really want to play anymore. My brother was like, oh, let's go play golf. I'm like, all right,
fine. Who goes into an activity going, I just want to have like a little bit of fun?
That's when you're playing golf. That's what, if you go into golf,
I don't want more fun than that. Just a tiny bit. Yeah. Thanks.
If you go into golf being like, I'm going to play awesome, you are going to play terrible. Unless you're just like amazing. But yeah, for the most part,
if you tell yourself you're going to play great, you're going to play great. All right.
All right. Fine.
Put that out in the universe.
I'll put it out there.
There you go.
I'm going to shoot par. If I do, I'm never playing again. I'm just going to quit while I'm ahead. But
all right.
Anyways, so we're not going to talk about golf today. We have some news that we're going to discuss. And then we're bringing back our Capture the Basics series, which obviously a lot more people are starting to come back to Disney. Mm-hmm. Got a lot more people in the groups and listen to the show. And so we're just going to start going over basics because some things have changed, obviously, since, you know, a lot of people have been back to the parks. And one of the main questions we get and a lot of people have questions about is the park reservation system. Mm-hmm. So we are going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Clear that up for you. Hopefully it gives you a little bit more for your trip. I know we've even got some family members that are going, and I was like, okay, well, they had some questions. Like, we're going to do an episode on it. Just, you can catch the episode. And I'm like, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So, yeah.
We'll do that for not only for you guys, for our personal lives. We can get our family to
that's right,
to know those things. But before we do that, we just want to remind everybody to check out some of the other shows on the Capture the Magic Network. We have the Capture the Magic Universal show, which is once a month where we talk about Universal Studios. So that one will be out. It'll be a few weeks for that one. That comes out on Monday on this feed and its own, mm-hmm. but probably, what, 2-3 weeks?
Yeah, it's like mid-May sometime.
Somewhere there, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Jamie has Trip Tales, which mm-hmm. is her Trip Report show. And mm-hmm. that one just came out
yes.
on Monday.
Yes. I had some technical issues with the episode at first, and so I re-uploaded it into two different episodes this time. So if you haven't listened yet and you'd like to, it is in two parts. So make sure you watch or listen to the first part first.
You did. You went Joe Rogan and went 3 hours.
I did. Three hours. Yeah. So, but yeah, it's a good one. So definitely listen to it, please.
All right. And if you want more information on that, you can go to ctmtriptales.com. And if you want to be on TripTales, you can also go to that address, that website. And then there's a little button there that says be on TripTales. And you can fill out a form. And it'll go to Jamie. And she'll figure it out from there. And of course, Club 30, if you want to be a part of Club 32, if you want even more content, like early access to TripTales, including we have a monthly show. Distry is now a Club 32 exclusive show where we talk about the past, present and future of a, you know, ride, resort, attraction, whatever. So that's monthly. We also have Cool Kids Kitchen. We have Club 32 Speakeasy. We have the Marvel Chats where we just wrapped up talking about Falcon and Winter Soldier. And then we'll obviously pick that up again when Loki starts up on Disney Plus. And, of course, we got the Club 32 podcast feed. It's a private feed. We've got all sorts of cool stuff on there. We got Rant Corner. We got tons of stuff. So if you want even more content, including 20% off of all the CTM apparel, you can go to ctmvip.com and see it's there. And then you can also, there's a free trial if you want to try it out. If you're not sure, you get a free trial there to see if it's for you. And if it's not, then it's not. So again, ctmvip.com. And of course, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention our great travel agency sponsor, Zippity Doodah Travel. So if you're looking to go to Disney, Universal, even if you want to go to SeaWorld, or anywhere else, really, just go to travelwithzip.com, and there's a quick form there you can fill out whatever you know about the dates you want to go, and from whatever information you got, just put it in that sheet or in that form, and then they will, an agent will reach out to you and get in touch with you and help you plan a great trip. And again, there's no cost to you for using this. It's a free service, and they just make your life way easier. I can tell our agent makes our lives much easier.
Yeah, she does.
She's awesome. And they're all great, but yeah, it's fantastic. So, again, no cost to you. So, again, go to travelwithzip.com. And you can also go there, too, if you want to know the latest ticket deals. Those are up there for the ones that are available. Right now, it's Disney World and Universal Studios. So, if you're just kind of curious what deals are going on, you can also go to that page and check it out. So, all right.
Yes.
Talk about some news. Okay. I should mention we will have a shirt release we'll talk about toward the end of this episode we got coming out. When you hear this, so very excited about that.
Me too.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, the first bit of news is some happy news we've been waiting for only 3 years.
Well, it's been a year now, over a year.
That's true. But
the People Mover is open.
It is. It opened on Sunday. Finally,
it did. Let's see, Zach Ridley, the Imagineer that we all know and love, he actually announced it. Gosh, like. Early last week, maybe Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah. I can't remember what it was. Just a couple of days before it was supposed to open. And it was actually set to open, you know, after being delayed three times, to reopen on May 1st. But it opened a weekend early.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. And I'm happy.
Yeah. Had quite the line, as you might expect.
Mm-hmm. But like it said I think the longest was like an hour, maybe 45 minutes to an hour late wait, but it wasn't actually that long. So
no,
I mean,
the good thing about People Mover is always, even if there's a line, it typically isn't that long of a line.
Usually. Because
it's an Omni Mover, so usually it's not. So
right.
Has anybody reported if it's smoother or anything? Like, is it noticeably any different?
I'm not sure. We'll just have to ride it ourselves.
We'll have to figure it out.
And figure it out. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. We will do that. So, all right. Well, that's some good news. So, in some other news here, we've got CDC mask recommendations have changed.
Yep. So, this changed actually today. This is Tuesday. And they're kind of relaxing outdoor mask usage as the guidance, as CDC guidance. And we'll talk about what that means for Disney World. So, the CDC today said that new mask guidance is around to recommend that fully vaccinated people can unmask outdoors if they are walking, running, hiking, or biking alone or with members of their household. But they are continuing to recommend avoiding large size gatherings, and fully vaccinated people should also avoid medium size gatherings. And there's a big graphic that they provided. Basically, It's saying outdoors with people that you know or by yourself, you don't have to wear a mask if you're vaccinated. If you're in a big group of people where some are vaccinated and some aren't, you should probably still wear masks. So this changes nothing for Disney World, basically. Right. They're not going to change anything about mask wearing because of this. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we've said all along, masks will be the last thing that goes.
I mean, sure. But I, what I'm saying is, like, yes, this is like a step closer to, you know, masks not being needed ever, like at all. However, it's not, it's definitely not enough to make Disney change their minds, because there's still the mask mandate set for Orange County in Florida. So until that's lifted, they can't do anything anyway. So,
right.
Yeah. So yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. So that is there. And, but Disney has not changed their stance. It's
okay.
There you go.
All right. All right, the next piece of news here we have is Disney Princess Celebration is starting.
Yeah, so Disney's Ultimate Princess Celebration is kicking off today. This is from Disney Parks blog. So this year we are celebrating our heroes and spotlighting the courage and kindness they meet with every challenge, from Moana's courageous efforts to rescue her people to the kindness of Belle. Okay, so to pay tribute to our princesses and queens, we'll start with a global tour to see how each hero's story of courage and kindness comes to life. So we'll scroll down a little bit, and it just kind of talks about like how it's shown around the parks around the world. And then there's a new happy planner. You know my happy planner I have?
I do.
Yeah, I love my happy planner. They have a whole new line of princess stickers and planners that they came out with a little bit ago. There's another, there's some merchandise you can buy on Loke.com, some jewelry. There's more toys you can buy. It's a whole big celebration that just is just all for princesses. So lots of merchandise.
I'm a little confused. Isn't there always some celebration going on for princesses?
Yes, but they're highlighting a different princess.
Did Disney have a meeting? They go, guys, we don't talk about the princesses enough. And they're like, you don't think so? I'm like, no, not at all. We should talk about them more.
What it is, it's a cross-brand thing.
Right. Like, I get
many
it.
Brands are taking part in creating products for that are princess-based. It's basically what it is.
I understand it. When I first saw the headline, I was like, wait. Huh? Like,
yeah.
Like, princesses don't get enough recognition.
And they tie that in with showing a little sneak peek into the Snow White's Enchanted Wish, the attraction in Disneyland.
Oh, yeah.
So they tie that in with talking about it. So,
okay.
Anyway, I don't know. Celebrate your princesses and queens, guys.
Yes. question. So we recently saw Raya and the Last Dragon, which is actually pretty good. Is she technically a Disney princess now? Because she is a princess in the movie.
I don't know if she has been inducted yet.
Is there a process with that?
I don't know.
Like, if it makes enough money? Like, if JPEG, like, you didn't make enough money, you're not a princess.
I mean, I don't know the process of
becoming
a princess is. I mean, it's still a new movie.
But she's a princess.
I understand.
And it's a Disney movie.
I understand.
I'm just curious about these things.
Okay, is Esmeralda from Hunchback of Notre Dame, is she a princess in that?
I'm not going to lie. It's been a long time since I've seen that.
I can't remember, because she's not technically a princess. I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know. It's okay. It doesn't matter. It's fine.
It does matter.
Okay.
Anyway, it is actually a pretty good movie. So if you guys are curious, it's good. All right. Next piece of news is the Jungle Cruise changes are starting.
Yeah. So we talked about in previous episodes about Jungle Cruise getting a makeover. It's been kind of stagnant for a while, and so they're going to kind of go in and tweak some things and kind of update some things. And we have some concept art of some changes they're making where Trader Sam used to stand. And I say used to stand because he's already been taken down.
Well, his store is there now, though.
So it's a store. It's a gift shop, and it looks like it's been taken over by monkeys. Is that right?
I see some elephants.
Elephants
too.
And animals and stuff. So, I mean, so he's still technically there. We're just not seeing, you know, the animatronic anymore.
Well, Disney's just kind of going a little lighter on the whole, like, beheading thing of people. And, like, they also got rid of, I saw today, where they got rid of the stakes with skulls on them.
Oh, yes.
So I think they're kind of going a little bit more, yes. Which some of it, you know, I'm fine with that. Like, I think they're going a little bit more family friendly. Like, Trader Sam's not really a witch doctor as much as he's just trying to sell you some goods.
Yes.
Does this mean we're going to get a gift shop at the end of Jungle Cruise now?
Oh, have they said that?
Well, I'm just saying they have a gift shop set up in the ride.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, this is actually part of the bigger story of the attraction now. Like, we don't know anything yet, and it just says, like, stay tuned.
I know, but it's going to be weird if you have one in the ride but not out. Like, I feel like they could do something like they did with Haunted Mansion and have its own little shop around that area. I feel like that would do well with Jungle Cruise.
Yeah. And I think it's cute. It says gift shop, but like behind it says lost and found. So it's all these lost and found items that he's selling. It's basically what he's doing.
He's just doing arbitrage. He found some things. Yeah.
So honestly, like, I like Trader Sam just because he's always been there. But this is good too.
I like this.
It's fine.
I'm fine with Trader Sam becoming more, not so headhunty and more.
Yeah.
Deal making.
We don't have to explain to our kids, like, why does he have, like, what are they doing? It's just a gift shop.
Yeah.
Animals are taking over, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed. So, agreed. All right. next bit we have here is, the foodie guide for Mother's Day, which, if you guys don't know this, Mother's Day is a huge food day at restaurants. Like, traditionally, I think they make the most money on Mother's Day, right?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yes. Well, at least for what we know, like people we know in our family that have worked in restaurants, Mother's Day was the biggest day of the year.
Yeah, I've heard from a lot of people that Mother's Day is the I don't know if it's the biggest, but one of the biggest days at like eating and stuff.
Listen, so. You want to take your mother out to a restaurant for Mother's Day.
Why did you just have an accent?
I don't know what happened.
Okay. Well, some of the foodie guide to Mother's Day at Disney.
I'm not going to mention everything they're offering, but they're offering a lot of cupcakes, a lot of cakes, a lot of chocolate desserts, and it's basically a cross property.
This is shocking.
This is in the show notes if you're going to look, but it's a lot of pink, a lot of white, a lot of...
Again, shocked by this.
Flowers and...
very, very Instagram...
There's one. It's a Grand Floridian. It's called the Mother's Day Mimosa Miniature. Is it Gâteau, I think.
I'm not sure how you say that.
Champagne-infused sponge cake with orange-scented mousse topped with white chocolate slipper. Yeah, it's a shoe. There's a shoe on top of it. I thought that was interesting. It's available now until May 9th. And then there's more. And then they're offering some brunches across property.
Brunch is very Mother's Day.
It is very Mother's Day. They're going to have one at Olivia's Cafe.
They had one recently, too, that looked pretty good.
For Easter.
That's right, yeah.
Yep. They are having one at Whispering Canyon Cafe. And having one at Ale and Compass, which happens to be where we are going to be eating on Mother's Day.
Yes.
Because I made that decision because... That's what I wanted.
I told you whatever you want to do, and that's what you did. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they have some stuff at Disneyland. And we'll go through all of those, but a lot of food offerings as well. Yeah. So yeah, if you're in the area, head down.
I mean,
Disney Springs has stuff too.
As you might expect, it's very looks light and springy and bright as well. So it's very fitting with spring and
I'm sure
Mother's
it's delicious.
Day. I'm sure it probably is. Mm-hmm. We'll soon find out.
We should get one of them just to say, like, oh, we got a Mother's Day treat.
You say that as if it wasn't going to happen.
Oh, okay.
Already.
That's great. Okay.
next bit here is that Magic Mobile is now available on Android. So for all you Android people that felt left out, you now have it on your I'm assuming it's phone and watches.
I don't know what kind of watch it would be. It's not an Apple Watch, obviously, but
there's Android watches.
Well, I don't know what those look like.
Oh, Android people are gonna be so mad at you now.
Sorry, Android people.
I'm just saying. I think it's the Android operating system in general that it's available for.
Yes, make sure.
Neither one of us have Android, but I know there's
that
watches.
That made me sound really dumb, by the way.
You've only had an iPhone for like a decade.
I know. Oh, Sorry. I tried to go back. That's me being dumb. So sorry.
I tried to go back to Android for a bit, and I couldn't do it. I think I've just had an iPhone for too long.
Yep. You're either one or the other usually. So
I can just zip around on an iPhone, and I got on Android. I felt like I was going so slow. I was like, I can't do this. all right, and the last piece here we have is the Star Cruiser Hotel restaurant concept has been released, and this is the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser Hotel.
Okay, so yeah, so the concept art, like, there's really not much information we have, but first of all, it's big. It's very metal, I guess. Like, it looks like the inside of a ship. And what is this right here? I know everyone can't see what I'm saying, but
it looks like a stage.
It does look like a stage.
Looks like there'd be some sort of show, would be my guess.
Yeah. So, I'm excited to actually see this. It looks very themed, very well themed.
Is this available? Now, do you have to be staying at the hotel to do this, or can anybody come do this?
We don't know.
That's what I'm wondering about.
I don't know if it'll... You know, this makes me feel like it's a land cruise where you're not... It's like on a Disney cruise, you're seeing all the same people, staying on the ship together. So people like from outside the ship, like
right.
when you port, they can't come in and eat at your restaurants.
Right.
So I'm wondering if this is the same. Like, it's like a cruise, but on land. You're within the restaurant. You're staying in the restaurant. You can go to, like, back and forth to, like, Hollywood Studios and stuff, maybe, or the rest of the parks. But, like, that's your home base.
Yeah, everything we've heard about this seems to be it's sort of that cruise sort of thing. So
yeah,
it would make sense. I mean,
it's a two-night thing.
So would food be included then?
Like, I'm guessing cruises? This is inclusive. I'm guessing. I don't know how you divide it.
Well, no, I'm saying, yeah, but I'm saying you think it'll be like food, like say an all-inclusive resort, like how it is in cruises. I don't know about Disney cruises, but most of cruises, all the food's included.
I'm guessing at first it will be like all-inclusive.
Yeah.
And maybe once it's, you know, not as like popular or not as like high in demand, maybe they like will loosen it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it looks, I mean, and then this article has got more concept art of the whole hotel and things like that. I mean, it looks really cool. I mean, if you're into Star Wars, it looks like your paradise.
My gosh. Like, it is so well themed, and I can't wait to hear how much it is.
I'm very curious as the pricing. We haven't heard yet. I mean, we've heard rumors, but we don't know specifically on pricing. So I'm sure that'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know there's high demand for this, but it's just going to depend on price, whether or not people are, or how much people are going to do it, but we'll see. So, all right. Well, before we get to our capture the basics little segment, we have a poll time.
Poll time.
What was your poll time?
All right. So this was suggested by Dixie from Club 32. Thank you, girl. She said, who is your favorite Chris in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Oh, this is touchy.
And this is the big three. All right. Chris Hemsworth, Chris Pratt, or Chris Evans?
And who won?
Okay, so technically Chris Hemsworth won.
What do you mean technically?
Okay. I say technically because they were it was super close. So Hemsworth got 38%.
Right.
Chris Pratt got 34%.
Okay.
And Chris Evans got 28%. Which I know some people are confused, like, why did Chris Evans get the last one? It really was, it was a difference of like a, like just, it wasn't that many votes difference. So I don't know.
Mind you, I love Captain America.
Me too.
But I agree with this poll result. In my opinion, I chose Hemsworth as well.
I mean, I did too. It's my Thor. I love my Thor.
My thinking was probably different from yours though.
Okay. What was your
My thinking was in the terms of a workout buddy.
Oh, gosh.
Chris Evans would be too serious all the time. Like, he would never want to talk, and he'd just be like, let's only work, and be like, this would be boring.
That was not what I was thinking.
Yeah. Chris Pratt would be trying to joke way too much. He'd be like,
he's a jokester.
All about talking and joking, and that's equally as, you know, that's kind of annoying. Chris Hemsworth, he'd be like, he's definitely wants to work out. He'd have some fun, but he'd be like, okay, let's get down to business when it's time to do it. I feel like he'd be the best workout buddy.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah. And he's got a cool accent, so.
He does.
Yeah.
He does. But he won this poll, so Thor for the win. But anyway.
I know some people are upset by that.
I know.
There were some very, I know Molly was very, I don't think she's quite over it yet.
But, thank you everybody for voting in the Capture the Magic Community Facebook group. So we'll have another one next week.
You know, speaking of Chris Evans and Marvel stuff, so we actually have a brand new shirt release today. We have two shirts, so they're Marvel related. So we obviously wanted to do one for, we will circle back and do one for Wanda and Vision. But we got one for Bucky and the new Cap, Falcon. They have a shirt together, which is, I think, a very cool shirt. And we also have Steve Rogers, the original Captain America, in it. These are all kind of a silhouette model. So these are kind of based off of, if you've ever seen end credits of Winter Soldier, that sort of end credit segment scene. So they're all kind of silhouettes. But it's Captain America's silhouette of him with the shield and holding Mjolnir.
It's super awesome.
Which I've wanted really cool. Ever since I saw the movie. I was actually angry that I realized like we've only done one Captain America shirt since we've done. And I was like,
that's
okay.
That's insane.
And so, yeah, I just like it. So, anyways, those two shirts are available. And we've got it now where if you buy two shirts, you're going to get 10% off together. And then you also get some stickers. So you get a cap with Mjolnir and you get the Bucky and new Captain America sticker with your purchase as well for a week. So
since it's
kind of pre-sale because we're going out of town, obviously. So these shirts won't ship until next week.
Right.
So that's sort of what it is. But again, you can check all those out. You can go to ctmshirts.com and check out those designs there. So, all right. You want to talk about park reservations?
Yeah.
Capture the basics. So, all right. Well, let's go super granular. Again, this is for people. A lot of people are going back to Disney that haven't been since COVID, or maybe this is the first time going. They just have a lot of general questions, and this is what this is about. So this is very granular. And
even if you know some of this information, there's maybe stuff that you don't know. So
listen,
even if you're seasoned, listen up.
Be open to learning, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. all right. So let's go very basic right off the bat.
Okay.
What are park reservations?
So park reservations are required to be able to enter in a park at a given day. And this started back in July when the parks reopened to basically to maintain capacity limits.
Right.
Is basically what it's for.
And Disney wants to keep this going forward as long as they can. So
yes.
I would assume we'll probably have this around at least for a couple more years.
Yeah.
If they have their way. It depends. I'm sure depends on other factors, but
yeah.
So, okay. Do park reservations replace tickets? This is a common question we get.
It's confusing. No, it does not. So in order to visit one of the parks, you must have valid ticket and a park reservation. And it is super important that you do not make trip plans for dates that have park reservations sold out if you can. This has been an issue that has started to come out since the parks have been selling out over like spring break and Easter, where people have tickets for a certain length of time and there are no park reservations.
Yeah.
So it's where you used to plan, and we'll talk about this more and further down, but if you're planning on your trip, usually you're planning the dates first and then, you know, and then budget and stuff like that. Now it's, you need to know, okay, are the parks even available?
Yeah.
And then you go from there. Now, sometimes, you know, Disney, well, we'll talk about that later. But anyway, so that's kind of what you need to do.
Well, and obviously, like, this is actually when it makes a lot of sense, like, to use a travel agent or somebody, because they make this whole thing way easier if you're unsure, because they'll help you walk through this. Because you've heard horror stories of people on their plane and they don't have park reservations and they can't go to the parks and things like that. So it can be a bit confusing because you got to get the tickets and then the reservations. Mm-hmm. Now once you have the reservations, you can hop and stuff to other parks.
We'll talk about that more in a second.
Again, that's where a lot of times an agent makes a big difference there. So, Okay. So how does somebody go and make a park reservation?
So right now, park reservations can only be made on the Walt Disney World website. So you can link to it through the My Disney Experience app, but it's not set up to actually make reservations through it. It'll take you to the website. Just FYI.
Which I don't understand.
I don't know. It's like an IT issue or they're just not set up for it yet.
Yeah.
So just go to DisneyWorld.com, select Make Park Reservations under the My Disney Experience taskbar. Obviously, make sure you have a My Disney Experience account. Follow the link to check reservation availability to ensure the days you are wanting to reserve are available, as we had just discussed. If your days are available, click the back button and select Make Park Reservations. Select the people in your party you want to make the reservation for. Select the date you're looking for. Select the park you are wanting to reserve. And if the park is available to reserve, you will be asked to confirm. The people, date, and park will be listed. And then your park reservation for that day is confirmed. And then you can repeat for remaining days or close out.
Yeah.
That's basically how you do it. It's very easy once you know what you're like.
Once you do it a few times.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. It's very bing, bing, bump. So
yeah.
If it's sold out, it will tell you that it is unavailable, basically. So
yeah.
For the MDE app, on the main app page, you can select direct links to the website to be able to either make park reservations or check availability. So if you are on the app, there will be links for it.
Yeah.
It'll just take you out. It'll just
kick you into Safari. Or, right. Well, if you're on iPhone, it'll kick you into your web browser. Or
right.
Your phone you're on.
Right, so, right, right.
Yeah. All right. Well, what, obviously along with park reservations, what is the availability calendar?
Okay. So this calendar shows the available and unavailable days to be able to make reservations for certain parks depending on your type of park ticket. Okay. So there are three categories of tickets. There's...
It's so simple.
It's so simple. There's three theme park tickets, select resort hotels, and annual passes. Okay, so you choose what type of ticket you will have. The calendar of the current month will be displayed, but you are able to see availability for all days from now until January 2023 as of this recording.
Yeah.
So, as Jared said, park reservations are going to be around for at least another year and a half. Maybe 2 years.
Yeah.
If a particular date is highlighted green, that means all parks are available to make a reservation for that particular ticket type. If it's yellow, that means one, two, or three parks are available to book. If a date is highlighted gray, that means zero parks are available to book. That means they're all sold out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's basically what it is.
Yeah. Thank you, Jamie.
You're welcome. I know this is all very informational, but you're
No, it is. I just imagine I always put myself in the shoes of people that have never been, and I imagine this is just a ton of information trying to
Yeah, but if it's just kind of difficult to process, just you can always pause it.
and then come back to it. So. It's just funny because it was before even COVID, planning a Disney vacation was increasingly more complicated. Yeah. A little bit more now, but again, once you do it a few times, it's really not that bad once you get in there and do this. So,
right.
All right, the next one is, what if some or all parks are not available for my trip dates?
So, if you are traveling during a particularly busy time and all park reservations are taken, changing your trip dates may be the only way to visit the parks. If your dates have only one or two parks available, it's best to make reservations for those parks. And then you can hop to your desired park in the afternoon. And then usually the park hopping hours start at 2. And you can park hop over there. But as long as you reserve your park days in enough in advance, you shouldn't have a problem.
Yeah.
Exception. 50th anniversary, October 1st. SOL. That's gone. I mean, unless they increase capacity before then, you will not be able to go.
I have a hunch they're between now and the 50th. I think capacity will be increased quietly a few times.
Yeah.
If I were to guess.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah.
As of, I think this reported on today, Thanksgiving week is already seeing availability filling up for Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
So again, busy times, you have to plan far enough in advance. Unbusy times like end of August, beginning of September, when kids are, hopefully going back to school, and the parks are usually not as busy on non-COVID times, it's easier to get park reservations. But it's where it was easier to get it the day before or the week before or even the day of, it's getting a little harder now because more people are coming back. So
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. The next one here is, how does park hopping work with park reservations? Jamie.
So as I said before, each park has set park hopping hours. You may hop to a park during those hours, but you have to first scan into the park you have reservations for before you can hop, even if it's during park hopping hours. For example, you made a park reservation for Magic Kingdom and you want to hop to Epcot when it's park hopping time. And that's, like I said, it's usually 2 p.m. to close. So in order to go to Epcot after 2, you must first scan into Magic Kingdom since that was your chosen park. And if you try to visit Epcot either before park hopping hours or before going to Magic Kingdom, they will not let you in.
Yeah. This has happened to a few people. So you definitely, you got to go to your first park first before you can hop over.
Do you like that?
No, I don't. I mean,
I think it's silly.
The park hopping is strange to me because it's like, even if on a busy day, it's sold out. But once you're in, you can still hop to another park.
Right.
So it's just, again, it's just another thing that makes it, like, obviously for us and people that go a lot, we understand that we can do it. But I think for a lot of people, this could be something that they overlook and is just, you know, I don't know, it just adds a whole other step when there's already new steps involved.
Right.
But, I mean, at least you can hop. I mean, we couldn't hop there for a bit. So at least you do have the ability to park hop now. So.
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah. Always got to look at the bright side there. Okay, next one we have is, do I have to make park reservations at the parks I want to hop to?
No, only the first park you will visit in a day that you have reservations for. So you may hop to the other three parks if they are not at capacity. If you want to check if they are at capacity, and you, like, say you're at Magic Kingdom, you want to hop to Epcot, you want to see if it's at capacity, you can ask a cast member at any of the transportation places like the boats, the buses, Skyliner, or you can call 407-560-5000.
Do you have to wait to talk to somebody at that number?
No, it's automated. Oh, okay. So you should be able to just find out that way.
Okay. I'm starting to say that'll be a lot of fun.
No, you're not going to talk to anybody time. That way. No.
Like, you want to go ride Splash? I'm on hold. Yeah.
So Jared, how many park reservations can you have at one time?
Well, Jamie, the system recognizes day ticket holders, hotel guests, and annual pass holders. For day ticket holders, they have to make reservations for the number of days on their ticket. So hotel guests are able to make and have park reservations for the length of their stay. So if you're staying 10 days, you've got 10 reservations. Annual pass holders, like us, I mean, we stay on properties a lot of times, but also just annual pass holders in general are allowed 3 park reservations at a time. The exception to this is, like we said, if annual pass holders are staying at a Disney resort, then you fall into the resort stay there.
Right.
Then they're able to make park reservations for the length of stay as well.
And if you're staying on property and you, like, say you're staying at Wilderness Lodge and you're staying for 10 days, but you only have a ticket for 8 days, then you can make 8 days worth of park reservations.
Right.
You can't make 10 days. You don't have valid tickets.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Yeah. So, and we have some tips here. Yep. Some having used this system for almost a year now. So,
Almost.
So, first one is, make park reservations as soon as you can after you have linked your tickets. Availability changes very quickly and often. So, you know, if you've got your dates down, once you get your tickets, don't wait.
Just make them as soon as you can.
Even if you want to go to Magic Kingdom and it's not available, at least get something for the day, the days you want, because, again, you can park hop or Magic Kingdom may become available because, either they're increasing capacity or they change some of the stuff, but they're, a lot of times days and parks will open up. So.
And that was my next tip. If you aren't able to reserve the park you want on a specific day, Disney sometimes releases more availability, so you might have more chances to grab a reservation at a later time.
Yeah. It's kind of like how FastPasses used to be. Like, we used to say, like, pound the app. It's kind of the same thing for getting a park day sometimes now. So,
yeah.
Next one is, make sure you link your tickets, hotel, and friends and family in your traveling party.
And make park reservations in line with any park dining before park hopping hours. So if you have a dining reservation for Crystal Palace at 11 a.m. and the Magic Kingdom, but your park reservation is for Animal Kingdom, you will not be let into Magic Kingdom for your dining reservation.
Yeah.
That's kind of important. I know maybe sometimes people don't think about that, but, like, everything has to, like, connect almost, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It's just, it's not something you may think about now, but it's important. So,
yeah. And then the last little tip here we've got is if you're interested in trying to get a boarding group for Rise of the Resistance, which I know a lot of people are, either at 7 a.m. or 1 p.m., you have to have a park reservation for Hollywood Studios on that day, first off.
Right.
Park hoppers will not have the ability to try for a boarding group as because you can get a boarding group at 7 a.m. and 1 p.m. A park hopping starts at 2.
Right.
So if Rise is a high priority for you, it's best to make a multiple park reservation for Hollywood Studios for a higher chance of getting on a boarding group since you're not guaranteed to ride. So if you really, really want to ride this, at least 2 days at least that you want to try.
Yeah.
And that's what I was saying too. Make sure your party is in your group, like you're all connected on MDE, because when you're doing that, it will automatically now add eligible people to your party.
Right.
And it'll, you know, you just go in and click it because you want to make it really quick. If someone's not connected, they're not going to have a boarding group.
Right.
So that's right. That's something to make sure before you do that and you go through the whole stress of trying to get a boarding group at 7 a.m. and 1 to make sure everybody is, shows up in MDE. Because I know we had to have my dad one time, and because he wasn't showing correctly, it actually didn't let us even get one. Yep. It's not like we could get one. He wasn't included. It kind of messed the whole thing up. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, in addition to that, some people, if they don't get a boarding group at the 7 a.m. drop and they have park reservations, sometimes they'll drop those reservations for the park that day and then move to a different one.
Yeah.
So it's possible, if you are really, if you're really gung-ho on going to Hollywood Studios and maybe trying for that 1 p.m. group, you can snag a park reservation after the 7 p.m. or 7 a.m. drop.
Yeah.
So that's something to keep in mind if you're having trouble finding Hollywood Studio availability, because that's usually the one that goes first.
Yeah. So. And I've actually heard pretty, there's been people having pretty good luck with the 1 p.m. drop lately. We've always gotten 7 a.m. or early, so I don't know if we've ever gotten a 1 p.m., but I've heard from multiple people that it seems to have easier. It used to be the afternoon one was really hard to get.
Yeah.
But it seems like they're, I don't know if there's just some people saying it, but it seems like some people think that it's actually a little bit easier now. So,
yeah. A couple of things I was going to mention. I don't specifically like getting Epcot park reservations because of the opening time. So, like right now,
right.
They open at 11 and like Animal Kingdom opens at 8. If you really want to maximize your ticket for that day, I would make your Animal Kingdom park reservation that day and then hop over to Epcot at 2.
Yeah.
And you could literally have a park day from 8 a.m. to 11 p.m.
Yeah.
It's a long day, but if you just have that, you know, one ticket or one day ticket or, you know, whatever it is, that can maximize your time.
Yeah. There's definitely a little bit more strategy that goes into it now with having that. And then like you were saying, when some people don't get rides, they're going to change their park pass and then it opens up. So you could go in, get a 1 p.m. at a Hollywood studio. So, you know, it's kind of like, even though there's not any fast passes at the moment, this has kind of replaced, there used to be fast pass strategy. There's park reservation strategy, which is, it's maybe probably more complicated, I would say, for sure. I said maybe probably in the
maybe
for
probably.
Sure. But it's definitely, I think it's a little bit more complicated than trying for fast passes there.
And something else that Disney just, they just fixed this. I think it was today or yesterday, maybe. If you have park reservations, but you don't have a matching ticket, Disney is dropping them for you. And what that means is let's say you make a reservation, a park reservation for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of a given time. And you have, you know, 3 day park hoppers, but you reschedule your trip for the week later and you make new reservations on that one. Before, it was just keeping those same park reservations if you didn't cancel them. They were just like floating. Like you can't use them, but they're in the system as being, of being like, you know, unavailable. So what Disney's doing is now they're dropping the ones that are not connected to a valid ticket. This is what they had to do for fast passes a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Fast passes used to function like this, where it just kind of be floating. So yeah. They had to drop those.
There's always cheats in the system, or whatever like you want to call it.
Loopholes and stuff.
Loopholes, mm-hmm. and Disney definitely goes in and shores those up as they pop up typically. So
Something I will say is if you are an annual pass holder and you typically or you're a local and you don't typically stay on property when you come to the parks, the park reservation system is a disadvantage.
It is. It is.
Especially with the availability being so, low, especially in the busier times and we're entering summer. It's getting harder and harder. Like, we're going to Disney at the end of May and I can only make 3 days worth of reservations because we're staying off property.
Right.
But we're there for 4 or 5 days.
Yeah.
So I just have to wait and see. I don't know.
Yeah.
We have some dining reservations certain days, so I have to make our park reservations. It's like it's very weird and convoluted. And I'm like a Disney person. So, and it confuses me a little bit. So I can't imagine people that are coming in, first time going to Disney or just not like a seasoned Disney person.
Yeah.
Trying to figure this out. And I'm just like, I'm so sorry. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
it's very crazy right now.
Yeah. So, well, and again, that's why we say, one reason we use our agent a lot is just because everything as complicated as it is, it is easier. Like you have somebody that could just basically like us saying that you just make them do the work you don't want to do. Sometimes what we do on there. So, hopefully this is helpful for everyone to kind of, if you're curious about how the park reservations work or, you're looking to go, you're kind of curious about how that all goes. That's basically the system in and out. It kind of is what it is right now. It won't be around forever, I don't think. Disney likes it because they can plan things out a lot with this system. But
yeah, and this is a given. If you're under 3, you don't need park reservations because you don't have to have a ticket.
Right.
I don't know if that was.
But if you can't get into a park, you probably have a hard time just getting your 3-year-old or your 2-year-old to go in there. Go enjoy the parks without me.
I just wanted to mention that.
I know. It'd be kind of funny though if you just saw somebody this. I mean, I guess a kid would have a good time if they knew where to go.
Go ahead, son. Enjoy Mickey Mouse.
Have the fun I can't. Right. Go enjoy yourself. All right. Well, I think that'll do it for that. You got anything else you want to add about park reservations or anything?
Oh, I mean, things are changing constantly. So, we may update this if there's any big changes that come within the next couple of months and just kind of do like an addendum.
Yeah.
But that's basically the basics you need to know.
Yeah.
Park reservations.
Definitely the basics of it. So.
Yeah.
Well, before we go, I just want to mention if you're looking for some fantastic coffee to wake yourself up, you can take it with you to Disney maybe, but if you just want great coffee on your day, go to cteamexpedition.com, and if you use that link, you will automatically save 15% off of your order. So you don't have to remember any promo codes or anything like that, just that link, and it uses magic, and when you go to check out, it'll just say 15% off, and you go, cool, thanks, and then they'll send you coffee. It's as simple as that. So they got the new Groggy Joe. There's a new Peanut Butter Cups, Beans from Outer Space. You've got all the favorites of, Black Cookie, New Orleans Prairie Lane, all those. So, again, go to ctmexpedition.com, and the promo code will just happen automatically. So don't have to worry about it. So, all right. Well, I think that'll do it for the show.
Okie dokie.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
And your insight.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me ramble about park reservation.
Not really rambling. It's just going. I mean, it is a. It's a little complicated system that is.
I know. When we do these informational episodes, I feel like it's just a lot of me talking at people and not. You know what I mean? Like, it's necessary information.
Yeah, I mean, you understand it better than most, and so it makes it. And then it's like obviously it's it's all based on circumstances, and it you've got scenarios, so. Yeah, I mean it's not always just so cut and dry and stuff like that. But if you guys do have any questions, feel free. I mean, join the Facebook community, Capture Magic community. Obviously, if you're in Club 32, all these places, plenty of people can help you answer questions. If you got questions about this stuff, it's a great resource. You go in there, and a lot of people just go and ask questions, and there's tons of people that understand it as well in there.
Oh, so. Yeah.
You can also catch us on socials. You can always message us there, too. You got Instagram, at CapTheMagic. Doing some more stuff on TikTok, at CaptureTheMagic there. And then you can also go to ctm.show if you want to go to the website, and you can join. Got a notification. You can sign up to get notified of things. You can join the email list. You can also check out the shirts and stuff like that. So you can also go to ctmshirts.com for that. And I think that's it.
All right.
So, all right. Well, that'll do it for the show. So thank you again, Jamie. Thank you for listening. And as Jamie always likes to say,
we will see you in the parks.
Bye.